My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
At Rural First, we're the leader in rural construction loans because we don't work here. We work out here. We live rural, which means we know just what you need to build rural. Our dedicated team of loan specialists works with you throughout the construction process. And with our digital tool, you can manage your project all in one place. That's how Rural First gets you closer to what matters. Rural First is a registered trademark of Farm Credit Mid-America. NMLS 407249. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to approval and eligibility. Other terms and conditions may apply. Visit ruralfirst.com for more details.
Heathrow's boss on the TV screens here on Sky News at the moment, apologising to people for the disruption caused at the airport. Disruption, not just at Heathrow, disruption all over Europe, including in Dublin Airport, where Josh Crosby is situated. Josh, how are things looking?
Well, Kieran, I suppose, look, due to Heathrow being such a hub for connecting flights, there are people from around the world here in Dublin today who've been impacted by this in some way or another. I'm here in Terminal 1 right now, and look, it's busy. Plenty of large groups coming in, as you would expect on a Friday. I was told the bars have been a lot busier than usual, with people having to hang around more today. But I suppose, Kieran, given that the news of the fire started breaking in the early hours of the morning, if you had a flight to Heathrow, you would try and change your plans. So really, you have a mixture of passengers who've flown in from other airports, such as Stansted. Then there are some who are getting buses to Belfast to fly there into different airports, others who are stopping over and are actually happy to be extending their holiday for an extra day. But the knock-on effects of this are huge. Like, I was talking to one tour operator there who was waiting for his group to walk through the arrivals, and he was telling me that his company alone had 8 cancellations and that the groups would usually be around 40 people each. So you can just think, I suppose, the headache this causes when, I suppose, it becomes a domino effect for the connections and the accommodation that goes along with it. Here are some of the passengers I've been meeting with. We'll start off with Lisa from Wales, who has been impacted by this, and she wasn't even flying to Heathrow.
So I was supposed to be on a flight at 1:40 going back to Bristol. I live in Wales, but Bristol's the nearest airport. I arrived here and they said they oversold my flight. So there was another flight at 5:15. They said that's oversold too. And they've given me a ticket to fly into Birmingham. So I'm going to have to stay at the airport tonight because I'm not going to fly into Birmingham because I'm 3 hours away from where I live. So I'm going to stay here tonight and get an early flight in the morning.
So you're camping out here in the airport?
Well, yeah. Well, in the Clayton.
And I suppose you needed to get home. There's plans as well that you need to get back to.
Yes, I need to get home to my children. Absolute nightmare.
From New Jersey in America.
And how has the fire impacted your travel plans, William?
Yeah, so we were meant to obviously transfer at Heathrow and then go back to America from there, but now we're direct to America, so worked out pretty good for us. I slept in later, I was rinsed last night, and now I'm, having a good time, yeah.
Oh, I think I'm going to London City Airport, but I'm not guaranteed a place on that because all the people from Heathrow have been shifted, so on and so on, to the next airlines.
So what, all morning you've just been checking flights and ringing on the phone?
Yeah, my daughter works for BA, so fingers crossed she's got me on something.
She might have some bit of pull.
Yeah.
Has it affected any of your plans for, like, are you delayed?
I'm supposed to be at 7, yes.
You're supposed to be in work at 7 this evening?
Yes, so fingers crossed I can get there.
You're optimistic?
Optimistic, who knows? Yeah. But it's caused havoc. Havoc for everybody. It's caused pandemonium.
I live in Ireland and I was in London for work and I just arrived now in Dublin Airport. Well, I just went through Stansted instead, so just navigated the mess that they've got going on in Heathrow at the moment. So I haven't been home in Ireland for a month. I haven't seen the kids, so, I tried to make every effort to make sure I got back on time. Cost me a bit, but whatever. Money's there to be spent on things to help you get to what you need to do.
And Josh, is some of the chaos eased by this hour?
It has. Certainly that sense of panic has eased anyway, as passengers are making, I suppose, alternative arrangements. Some people have decided, look, to just scrap their plans and not bother go to London for the weekend, or vice versa as well. All in all, there were 34 flight cancels here in Dublin. Usually you'd see around 3,000 people flying to Heathrow from here, and the same flying from Heathrow to here on a standard Friday. So quite the rearranging to be done, for sure. I spoke with the media relations manager for Dublin Airport Authority, Graeme McQueen, about the impact this has had.
Yeah, so it's been a tough day for a lot of passengers. We woke up this morning to the news that Heathrow had closed, which is a big deal for us because we typically have around 6,000 passengers travelling between Dublin and Heathrow on a day like today. That's about 34 flights. So it's a big chunk of flights, a big chunk of passengers. I think there's been a lot of people trying to find alternative ways to get around today. And that's been easier for some than others. Anyone who's trying to get to London, it's fine. You've got other airports that you can fly to. It's been trickier for the connecting passengers. So anybody who's maybe flying through London to get to India or Singapore or some of the places in America that you can't get direct routes from Dublin. So it's tough for them. I think most people will find a way. People are amazing in terms of how they find an alternate. So that kind of will continue this evening. The weekend remains a bit of an unknown, though. You know, we're waiting to hear what's going to happen to Heathrow. We believe there's power coming back in. Is it enough to get the whole airport open up? What parts of it will open up and when? We don't know.
Graeme McQueen from the Dublin Airport Authority, the DAA, speaking to Josh Crosby in Dublin Airport itself. Josh, thank you very much for that. Ashley Larkin on Scrappy Cooking, that's next.
At Rural First, we're the leader in rural construction loans because we don't work here. We work out here. We live rural, which means we know just what you need to build rural. Our dedicated team of loan specialists works with you throughout the construction process. And with our digital tool, you can manage your project all in one place. That's how Rural First gets you closer to what matters. Rural First is a registered trademark of Farm Credit Mid-America. NMLS 407249. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to approval and eligibility. Other terms and conditions may apply. Visit ruralfirst.com for more details.